Malcolm makes an appearance. Is Jack getting back into acting? And someone makes a surprise guest. Stay tuned, Will and Grace After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woohoo! Will and Grace After Show. Hey, everyone. Welcome. We are here today. Sadly, Louisa is missing tonight, but she will definitely be back next week. For now, I'd love to introduce my lovely co-host, which, by the way, we have someone new joining us officially,
yes.
Right?
We should start.
Should
with
we do
our
like a little drum roll?
I was gonna do a full face reveal.
You could do that too. A face reveal.
Ta-da. Hi guys, yay. I'm Brendan Haley.
And I am Krista McLaughlin. So happy to be back this week.
Yes, and so happy that we officially are going to be for a
yes.
full panel.
Yes.
Brendan, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining
me.
Yeah,
yes.
You'll meet Louisa next week, and we'll all be together here.
Absolutely.
Tonight's episode, right, it's season 10, episode 12. I feel like the topic of conversation was cheating and forgiveness, right?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and start with initial thoughts. What's like something that really popped up in your mind from this episode?
I guess I thought old stuff coming back, right? Because Jack and his acting, his old like teachers, his, well, not his old teacher, but his old teacher's sister bringing back the whole acting thing. And then, what's her name? Karen having Malcolm come back. So I was kind of like, oh, okay, okay. Like a little bit of that, like
a little
old
bit of the past
coming,
yeah.
creeping back. And we all know we all get a little DM.
They always
in
come
time,
back. They
right?
always come back.
We see you.
That's when you have to block people.
Yeah.
Unless they're nice.
Yeah.
I was really into this whole Malcolm Karen storyline tonight. I thought it was super sweet. I thought she's been on like a fun arc of just finding herself this season.
Isn't it great?
It's great. It's so sweet. It's so much fun to see her play with it both dramatically and obviously the comedy.
Yes.
So I'm a fan. Yeah.
Let's get started with Will and Paul, who enters into the picture, and the whole conversation that he has with Jack. So in the very beginning, we see Jack and Will, and apparently Jack's like, hey, why don't you just, is there anybody that catches your eye? And this rose a red flag to me because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a heavy topic of conversation. Is it okay to date a coworker? Personally, for me, I'm like, no.
I'm going to say no.
Right? Because it's like after a certain amount of time, if things don't work out, you still have to see that person every day.
And you don't, you know what, where you eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know that saying.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like it's fair game once they leave or once you leave. But
to
until
then slide
then,
into the DM?
Yes.
Okay.
Until then, yes.
Yeah.
Until then, I think you have to play it very profesh.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Will took a risk and he said, okay, sure, there's this guy named Paul, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, we see Paul enter in the picture. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, this Paul guy is hot. Mm-hmm. He is cute.
I have to say, he's also super nice. I've met Barrett and he is just a doll in person.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, that's just like, that's the deadly combo right there.
Do tell the story.
I know. Spill the tea.
Well, he and I have had a torrid affair. No.
It's like breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
He's just a very sweet man.
Yeah.
Aww, that's cool.
So he's good looking. And then, you know, as he's, I guess he questions Will, like, are you sure? Like, you don't seem like the type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, yeah, I'm totally cool. I can do this.
Which I loved, by the way, because that's so unlike Will to, like, think outside of his normal little rule box, right?
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the cast members are exploring that side of their character this season.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
We're seeing them do things that they're not really comfortable with.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're seeing them out of their comfort zone for sure.
Yeah.
Totally. I have to agree. I think it's really great to see them do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And instead of saying no, yes and, right?
Yes and. And it's like very much a like opening up Pandora's box to like go into that direction, especially when Paul decides to tell Will, hey, by the way, you know it's against the rules. And he's like, you could see he's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know what? Yes, I'm doing it.
What do we think about this whole situation? I think they rose a really good topic of conversation. Once Jack, I guess once Paul came in and he was like, all right, are you ready to go grab that drink? And then we see Paul and his husband and child come in. And then at the end of it, you know, Jack is having this sort of, I don't know, like mini conversation with the baby. And then, you know, Paul's husband leaves.
You mean Will.
Will, yeah. And then Paul's husband leaves. And then you have that conversation with Paul and Jack. And
Will.
Sorry. Shit. Oh, my God. Sorry. With Paul and Will. Sorry. All these names to keep up with. With Paul and Will. And Paul says it's okay that he's still down to go grab a drink. Right?
Well, I think this brings up a really interesting point because, or rather, I think Will brought up a really interesting point. There's a quote, and I'm probably not quoting exactly word by word, but he says, we fought so long, as LGBTs to get marriage rights and to live our lives the way we want to and marry. And cheating is...
Cheating is cheating.
Yeah. And I think that's a very real topic to be having, especially as someone in the gay community. Yeah. Like, there's no judgment at all. I think it's great that people have the ability to be free with their lives, but at the same time, there are guidelines. I wouldn't say rules. I think there's just more guidelines to be aware of.
I will agree with you on that. What I always say when I've found out someone has a significant other that I didn't know about, I have always said, you are disrespecting me by not allowing me to make a choice. If I wanted to deal with that, you should have allowed me to know about this. I personally don't agree with cheating, so I, of course, would have never participated in anything such as that. But, you know, there are some people who are okay with that. And I think to each his own. There's nothing wrong with people wanting to make their own choices and, you know, maybe they have an open relationship or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
If you're open, you're open. Right. That's fine.
But I don't agree with cheating. I think cheating is cheating regardless of, you know, what type of relationship you have.
And I think Paul was going into this whole relationship with Will not really thinking of the consequences. And I think that he was going to keep that as a secret. The fact that he was married and had a kid.
Well, look who gave him that advice. Jack.
I mean, you can't... That's all you can expect from Jack, right? But I think it's great the fact that Will was still standing on his ground and he said, no, this is still not okay. This is me kind of like breaking down the law and saying no.
I like a man who stands by, you know...
By what he's...
By what he believes in, yeah. I think it's sexy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's such an alpha male, like... thing. I love that too. It's just like you believe in something because everybody's such a politician these days. They're wishy-washy about how they feel about things. So definitely I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And then from there we kind of move on to this whole situation with Karen and Grace and them both having this conversation about whether Karen should go back into the dating pool. We've talked about this with Louisa here and we're all very excited because we're like, we just want to see her date. We want to see her do her thing. And then sometimes we're like, no, we just want to see her being independent. What are our thoughts when it comes to her kind of going out on this date and just saying, whatever, F it. I'm just going to go ahead and do this and go on a date with a stranger.
You got to start somewhere.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
And I think Karen's the kind of person who, she doesn't need a man. She doesn't, like, deep down, she doesn't need a man, but we all like to have someone.
Yeah.
You know, she is independent. She is strong. She is fierce as hell. I was about to curse, and I'm not going to do that. But
don't be like me.
Or me. I think we all do it here. But I think that I think she's, you know, trying to be brave and she's trying to challenge herself. And who doesn't love Alec Baldwin and, you know,
he's delicious.
Megan Mullally. Mm-hmm.
When I saw him just come out of that box as Grace was pulling down the tape,
best
I was just
entrance.
Like, yes. He's like, I needed overnight shipping, so I needed to get here ASAP. But I knew that this would get in the way with Karen. And I personally love this chemistry between Karen and Malcolm. And I just want to see more of it. And I'm glad that it's gotten to a place where it is right now, as we saw. What do we think about their relationship? Is this a yes for you guys, or is this like a no, a maybe?
I'm going to say it's a yes. Okay. And I love the fact that she is willing to forgive him. And I think that's a huge lesson. I think people don't forgive enough. And I think that's why people are sad and have all type of issues. I think that was a great message. You know, we all mess up. Sometimes we're human, right?
Yeah, so I totally agree
with
that.
Why not give him a chance?
Yeah. It's a yes from me, too. I think they're really cute.
I do, too. And then his spray tan was just... great, girl. You know? Very sorry. Very great. Anyways, so yeah, I totally agree with you guys. And I also think that Karen has the fact that she's able to forgive him and move on was amazing. And how he went outside and then came back in and reintroduced himself. Mm-hmm. That to me was like, oh my gosh, they both understand each other. He understands that she needs her space and he's willing to put in work to be with her.
Yes.
Because she is not easy to handle.
No.
And she shouldn't even be handled. She should be, you know, she's always done her own thing.
Yeah.
But this whole situation too, we're going to jump into, all of a sudden, you know, we see Jack and he's out there wanting to be an actor, all due to who? None other but to his ex-actor's teacher's sister, right?
The legendary Andrea Martin.
Right. Yes. What do we think about this whole scenario?
I don't know about you guys, but I got some super witchy vibes from her just from the start.
Yes.
It's just an actor.
Like thing. Almost like a fortune teller.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Which I totally saw in her work in Pippin.
Gypsy?
A couple years.
Type of gypsy, yeah. Right? Especially how she like tricked Jack into getting his job. Like, she was
I didn't
calculated.
Quite trust her.
Yes. Yeah. They did a good job of portraying her not to be trusted by the way that they dressed her and the way she portrayed the character.
Yeah, she was a little manipulative for sure. And I did
smart
get that
cookie.
Sense. Yeah, I did get that sense since the very beginning.
I mean, what actor is it?
That's true. That's true. Sorry. Yeah. And then how she showed up with the dogs and he's like, hey, bees, you know, as soon as he walked in, that was really funny. But what do we think about this whole situation where he is teaching and then he leaves that and all of a sudden she goes in, scoops it all up? Do we think she's going to stay here for the coming episodes? Or you think this is it?
I think this is it.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be around. If she is, maybe she'll be here for one more episode, and maybe it's because he's got to kick her out or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense with the structure of the writing to keep her on after this.
And they're known for, like, throwing in people and then taking them right out and never, like, giving an explanation to why they're gone.
Yeah.
When, you know? Yeah. You notice that?
Yeah. When she was being introduced, I kept thinking, like, wow, I feel like she would probably stay or she would probably lead him to do something else in life and probably maybe pursue acting. But I think he's pretty much meant to be a teacher. I think his whole, like, demeanor and the way that his character is played, I feel like anybody would be happy to go to, like, one of his do we know what he teaches? Did he teach acting? Is that what he does?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's an acting teacher.
Yeah. So I hope, right, that he gets his job back.
Yeah.
Not because we saw that whole spiel.
I think he will. I think he will. I think she was very good at manipulating that situation. And I feel like we've met people like that in our lives where someone has downplayed what you are in order to wiggle their way into your position. And he definitely fell for it, which is kind of funny. But in my surprise, no.
Yeah.
That's Jack.
I'm not surprised either, to be honest. Okay, so I think we pretty much covered what are we missing?
No, I think that's it. Really?
Yeah, I think we covered pretty much everything. Why don't we? Poor Suzanne's sister. She died, and that whole
did.
Yeah, can we talk about that last?
Can I just
piece?
Say that part? I won't because I'm gonna read that quote later.
Okay,
but I will say that was probably my favorite part of the episode because it was just so unpredictable the way she
kicked
brought it up. Yeah, like it was just like, oh, this is what happened. I don't want to say because I want to use it later, but
yeah,
like, this is what happened, and you know, and then she died from this, which had nothing to do with the first thing.
That's very my humor. I was into
and Jack, you know, when he was doing that whole scene at the very end, did you guys notice the dogs, how they got really scared once he started? Like, I sometimes do that to my dogs. Like, I'll be so loud and they'll be like, who are you? That was really iconic. I loved that part totally. Okay, so let's move on and let's move into our special segment of the night.
Yes.
Now, our special segment is definitely picking up a quote or two of our favorite lines from tonight's episode. We'll let our newbie, Brendan, go first.
Oh, my God. I have a list, so
no
we need
pressure.
To like, pick which one.
Pick two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think My top favorite of the night was when Grace is going between Karen and Malcolm as their middleman, and she was like trying to teach them a lesson or something, and she's like, it stays with you, like Fergie's performance of the national anthem.
Yes. Oh God,
when she's talking about love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty solid.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an insult, maybe like a little jab. I don't know.
It is an insult.
I like
it.
No,
it's not too soon to make that insult, though. Some of them are, it's like, oh, it's too soon. It just happened. Yeah, that happened like a year ago, and we can all laugh. I'm sure Fergie will laugh about it, too. Yeah,
She seems really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the second one, oh, God.
Big girls do cry, though.
Big girls do cry.
We should start off with that song. Well, we can't.
Oh, God. Okay. I think it was when Karen was on the phone with Melania at the top. And she was like, no, it's super easy. You just have to sign a few papers.
Oh, God, that was mine, too.
I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. We always share all of these. Yeah.
That was a very good one.
I love how the writers are just trying to incorporate how we all think Melania is dealing with being married to the president.
Yes.
I think it's super funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree.
I love how they stick to add a little politics and then pop culture too into the mix. Mm-hmm. It's like just enough. Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Crystal.
My two were Jack says to Will, stop playing it safe. You're in your hundreds. I thought that was really funny. And then, of course, going back to Susanna and to Jack, Jack says, how is Zandra, which is Susanna's sister? And she said, she's no longer with us. She was cleaning her gun and fell out the window. And then 6 months later, she had a heart attack. Like, that was hilarious. I was not expecting that at all.
Me either.
But it was so good. It was perfection, especially like an elderly type of woman would say something like that, like, oh, but blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
right,
that was funny.
Super funny.
Mm-hmm. That was a great ending to that point. Okay, mine, one of them was when Jack was saying to Will, you're in your early hundreds, as they were talking about dating. That
same,
was
the same one as me.
Yeah, that was one that you brought up. I wrote a lot of the same ones that you guys did.
Oh, that's so funny.
The same one, it's easy, you just need to sign a few papers. And then I had one here. Oh, when Malcolm and Karen were having the whole conversation and Grace was in the middle, how they said skin missiles. He saw things you'd let me do to you that no man has ever let me do to you before. Mm-hmm. I was living for that.
That is gross.
I know. But I'm like, soulmates, if they're okay to do me all that, you know, the dirty with each other, I mean, why not, right? For them.
Everybody needs love.
We all need love, yes.
I'd like to share something before we move forward.
Okay.
Here at AfterBuzz, we are so lucky to have this platform to do our shows, right? Mm-hmm. And because of you guys, because you guys comment and like and subscribe, we are able to do this. And if you guys were to go onto iTunes or Spotify or to YouTube to give us a thumbs up, maybe a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate that because we would not be able to have this show without you guys, really. And also, I'd like to add that if you do that, we will make a shout out here live with your name. You just let us know in the comments, and we will go ahead and shout you out. Thank you so much for being a part of AfterBuzz TV, and I hope you guys join us for our live feed because we love to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, we would totally love. We're on our live feed every single Thursday. We're going live. And also Twitter, you know, we love to keep the conversation going. We're always tweeting out new episodes. And if you know something that we possibly don't know as far as news, like, go ahead and share it with us. You can find us on Instagram and everywhere. We'll give you our handles at the very end.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on into our news section.
Yes.
Oh, I love the sound effects.
Oh, okay. So, there you go. I'm like, do we not get it anymore? Okay, great. Who'd like to go first with some news?
Would you like to go first or would you like me?
Sure.
How about me because it's darker?
Okay.
And then you go because it's lighter, right?
I'll be the
positive. Sounds good? All right, so I found some news today, and it was on Fox 13 Now, and it is a bill banning conversion therapy of LGBTQ children unveiled in the Utah State Legislature.
Oh, my God.
So I thought that was really amazing to hear that there is a step forward towards this. We also have a conversion therapy or what is this?
I can't even see what that
reprimanding?
Is. I have no idea.
A rep of something.
Basically, what we're having here are people from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention coming out and saying, you know what, we can't do this anymore. There are children that are committing suicide from this, and we won't allow it. In fact, I thought this was very interesting that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said that they will not oppose the bill because of the exemptions, which it was consulted on. It goes on about... the parents have the right to get therapy for their child. Oh, they went on and said that the parents have the right to get therapy for their child for any reason, and they shouldn't say, well, you can take the child to a therapist for all of these other reasons, but here's one reason you can't. That should never happen. That's what the church is saying.
That's pretty progressive of them.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's actually the church saying that they should... I don't know. I'm getting from what I'm understanding in this article is that they're saying like they should have the right to be able to take their children. Mm-hmm. But I think if you ban it, then they won't be able to. And I think that's a great thing to do because, I mean, really, why should you not be allowed to be yourself?
Exactly.
Why are there so many people committing suicide? Why is there such a high rate of mental illness?
Yeah.
We are very happy about this, right? We talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
So did me and Maite. And we just wanted to share this because I thought this was huge news.
Right.
And we're on their way to changing things. And I think this is a great platform to use, Will and Grace, because, of course, they support the LGBTQ community.
Totally. It's a step forward. And
it is.
I think every step counts. And this is definitely something that will count in the long run.
Absolutely.
And short term, too. You know, you just never know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Cool. Well, I have a couple
lighter news.
First off, I wanted to just say that the 2019 Queerties are coming up this week, and Will and Grace is nominated for
Woo!
Best TV Reboot.
Okay.
So, crossing fingers, I will be there, so I will be reporting about this.
Yes. You'll have to tell us about that next week.
Exactly. I will be live on Instagram. And the second bit of news, I don't know why I did that. The second bit of news that I want to bring up is Alec Baldwin, who was a guest star in the episode tonight, was spotted in Michigan today. He's on set for a documentary that's being filmed about the Flint water crisis that's going on there.
Mm.
And apparently this has been in development since 2015.
Yeah.
He met with the mayor, Karen Weaver, I believe is her name, and they show up on social media together. And it seems like there's progress. He's getting a little bit political with this. So.
He is.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, he's obviously making a joke with Trump and getting very political in that way. But it's good to see that he's doing something even outside of that. And he's using his platform for good. And I love that. I applaud you, Alec Baldwin.
Yes. I was actually reading this article saying that he kind of fears his life a little bit because of what he's been doing at SNL with his Trump impersonation.
That gave me chills.
Yeah.
For him to say that?
Yes. I think I honestly...
No, I'm scared.
Yeah, and I think it's because he probably started off thinking like, okay, it's like mindless, it's just a joke. He does such a great job impersonating him, and he's so funny too. So I think what he's doing now is he's kind of reflecting and he's being very scared of what he's done, and I don't think he's going to move forward and do it much more.
Which is kind of sad because it's comedy, and it shouldn't be taken to that level. It's comedy; it's meant to lampoon and to comment on.
Yeah, but what happened to that? I'm going a little bit off subject, but that one comedian, she had red hair, and then she had
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy, thank you,
yeah.
Kathy, and she made that like. It was a photo, right, with her holding his head.
His head.
Yeah. And look what happened to her. You know, he should be a little scared.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, like you said, it's comedy, and it sucks that it has to get to this point. But if I were him, I'd kind of be a little scared, too.
I'm scared for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's jump into our predictions.
It's like a little snake, like a rattlesnake.
Alien. These are aliens. Okay.
I think you should go first.
Oh, my.
Yes, you have the honor.
Thank you.
Take it away.
I'm being initiated
it away.
Well, I think that, I mean, we talked a little bit about, like, Jack's storyline. I think he does have his job back. I don't think that's a lasting thing.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be getting a certain kind of wedding.
Ah!
very soon.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Brian, who plays Estefan on the show. Ooh. I think that, I don't know about you guys, but personally, I really want to see Karen and Estefan have more scenes together now that they're reconciled. Uh-huh. I want to see that whole double best man situation going on. And in terms of Grace and the West Side curmudgeon, I think maybe we could get a proposal. When the wedding is
going
on.
That's a little soon, don't you think?
I don't know. I'm just trying.
We haven't even seen him.
I know.
I just love love. I just want it to happen.
Me too.
I feel like you were going to start crying right now. I just love love.
I mean, I am a bitter, lonely person.
No. So. Hey, you're not alone.
No, you're not alone.
Thank you. Got too real.
I have to say, since you mentioned Esteban, you should try to get your friend on the show.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do about
we
that.
Shall. Okay, so just planting the seed.
I love it.
I will say that I think, obviously, Jack is going to get his job back. Obviously, the wedding is going to happen at some point. I think maybe Will will go on another date. Not with Paul, but, like, maybe he'll, like, it'll be someone unexpected that he, like, runs into, bumps into in a superstore or something like that, like a supermarket store. I don't know, but it's not going to be anything that he plans because he's such a planner.
Yeah.
I want it to be like, boom, it just happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I keep praying for that in my own life. I'm just kidding. Okay. Kind of. Okay. And then I think Karen, obviously, Malcolm and Karen will be a thing. And I think that Grace got tired of the curmudgeon. How do you say it?
Oh, the West Side curmudgeon.
Yeah, I can't even say it correctly. But I think she's
tired.
Yeah, maybe she's tired of him, and maybe there's some new hot man that's delivering a package to her store. Maybe
more than just that package.
Sounds like an 80s porno.
I know. Your voice is getting into it too.
It gets lower.
Okay, I'll stop.
I have to disagree. I think Grace is definitely still in love.
Really?
Yeah, I think the way that she was talking in tonight's episode about love and forgiveness and moving on, that kind of gives me a clue that she has a healthy relationship with her boyfriend.
Well, then why don't we see him?
Okay, well, we'll probably see him. We're going to see him. I feel like this next few episodes, I hope so, because I love their chemistry between both of them.
It's very When Harry Met Sally, which I love.
You nailed it. I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites. Yes, so I definitely think they're going to move forward. I also think Karen and Malcolm are going to continue on their relationship. I think they're going to be mushy-mushy in the very beginning. And then, you know, because they've always been at odds end.
Yeah.
I
like that.
So then I think with Will, I do agree. I think we're going to probably see a love interest. I'm waiting for that. I feel like every week I say it. I'm like, I just want to see Will happy.
Poor Will.
I just want to see someone grab Will and be like, it's going to be okay.
He's a little pathetic, I have to say, in the dating realm.
But yeah.
I know. That used to be Grace, but no longer.
No longer.
It's Will.
The tables have turned.
They have turned.
Turn
around.
I know. I love it. Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is all we have for you tonight's show. We appreciate you all. Before we sign off, let's let everybody know where they can find you guys.
Yes, I'm Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media. Let me use my words. All social media at Crystal823. That's Crystal with an I, not a Y. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
And you can find me, Brendan Haley, at Brendan Haley on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm Maithe Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maithe. Louisa, you are missed. You will be back next week. Till then, we will see you till next week. Bye,
guys.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of... Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.